All right, check it out. We're back. So Steve has moved from Michigan to Florida to take advantage of all the work down there.
Yes.
Wife left him.
Yep.
Okay, single dad, unexpectedly, kind of.
Yeah.
Then within 6 months of getting down there and starting painting business, the work starts to dry up because all the other painters on the planet went down to Florida at the same time. Steve's out knocking doors, hundreds of doors, and finally somebody says, come on in, yes, we're going to hire you.
Yeah.
So from there, business just went like this.
Oh, just, yeah. Like
exploded, right?
That's it. That's all you have to do.
All right. So what was the ride really like?
Yeah, okay. So after that one, I had to get back out there and hoof it and keep knocking on doors. So I found a good neighborhood.
Okay.
A neighborhood that didn't call the police on me as fast, right?
Because we don't want a clean-cut white guy walking around the neighborhood,
that's
right?
And so I kept going about that, but then I finally made a couple bucks. And so we're making rent, and we're buying groceries. And so in between the hustle, right, I dropped the kids off at the bus stop at 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
And then I've got 45 minutes to drive to this neighborhood that'll let me work in there. And so then I've got 6 hours to work in it, and then I have to be back by 3 p.m. to pick them up from the bus stop. Right. All this to try to get a business started. So we keep going with this and then finally get a couple bucks. And I have, after I buy groceries, pay for rent, and the light bill, I have about $500 left. A friend invites me to BNI. And
so BNI is a business networking international meeting. For those that aren't familiar with that, it's a networking group of business people. So, all right, cool.
So, you know, it's like 470 or 460 to join. So I held on to like 40 bucks and the rest, you know, Texas Hold'em. And it's about like I went all in, right?
Okay.
Fortunately, it worked out, scored some leads, and got some business, and that BNI worked out really well. I'm very grateful for them. And so we started generating some leads, and then the business starts to, you know, I don't have to go knocking as often anymore, you know. And I had a friend, too, when I didn't have any work for 3 weeks, he called me up and said, hey, time to go knock on some doors. I'm like, no. Sucks, right? I mean, so we get some business going, we get some things going, and finally, after about a year or two of networking, we get a couple crews going. We finally get some speed. We finally get some things going. And business is going, but it's not exciting yet, right?
Yeah.
And what I found was I stumbled upon the Seth Godin quote.
Okay.
So I was sitting in, and I actually had a little executive office at the time, and a couple crews out there, but nothing was exciting, right? We were just getting by, and in John Jantz's book, Referral Engine, there's an interview there with Seth Godin, and he said, if the marketplace isn't talking about you, there's a reason. The reason is you're boring.
Right.
And you're boring on purpose because it's safe.
Mm.
At the time when I read that, I felt like a punch to the gut. I was like, yeah. Because my phone wasn't ringing. And, you know, we were steady. We had a couple crews kind of go, but nothing exciting, right?
Yeah.
And so I just said, that's it. I'm tired of being safe. I'm tired of being boring. And what he meant by that is professional. Everybody's off, you know, tied up, professional, do everything proper, the right way, and not take any risks, doing wild and crazy things. So from there, what I said is, forget that. I want a remarkable company. And when he said remarkable, people remark about you, right? Not that you're awesome or excellent. Remarkable, right?
Yeah.
So I went to the chamber, and first I picked a target market, and we were in Northport at the time, I believe, and so I said I want to own Venice, Florida, if I can, the market there, right, our target market. So I joined the chamber, and I show up, and I've got this presentation, this remarkable presentation in my mind, and I show up, and there are 90 people in the room. I've never seen so many. It felt like 9,000.
Right. And you were an established practice public speaker at this point, too.
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to make that clear. Not much experience talking in front of people, let alone 90.
Yeah.
Right. So you show up at this meeting.
Yep. Show up at the meeting. And so I get there, and I've got my props, and I'm sitting there. And as the microphone's making its way around, I talk myself out of it. I'm like, sure. Because I'm an introvert. I'm, you know.
Right.
And I just said, forget it. But then one of our competitors was there. And stood up and did the typical, you know, I'm not knocking them, just did a typical one at a networking meeting, right? And I said, okay, now I have to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I threw my flip camera or video camera.
So let me give that other guy's commercial.
All right,
here we go.
So
we're at the networking meeting, and it gets me, and I go, hi, I'm Tom with ABC Painting, and we're a full interior and exterior painting specialist, and we service this and that, and we've been in business 25 years, and we do really good work.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, That's what your competitor does. Yeah. And in your mind, you're going, oh, I can't be like that.
Yeah, all right, exactly. So if I get there, I was either the last or the second to the last. Okay. I don't remember. And so imagine, you know, 88 of those or whatever it was.
Right? So it was like, shit, my coffee's empty. I gotta, you know.
So I stand up and I said, have you been following the latest swimsuit trends? I said, hi, I'm Steve with Brunette 1-800-Painting, home of the 9-year material labor warranty. And I call out somebody in the crowd. I said, Rory, I know what you're thinking. What do painting homes have in common with swimsuits? I'm glad you asked. Everybody got a little laugh. So like, whoa, this is different, right? Yeah. I said, Benjamin Moore has come out with a brand new swimsuit paint. So whether you're all about, and I pull up an artist brush, sporting that thong, the crowd starts to, right? They start to clap. I said, or if you're, and then my other prop, I wish it was here, but it's not an easy one to carry around with me, right? Or if you're, and I pull up this 18-inch Worcester,
big 18-inch roller,
yeah, fully blown out, right? So it's probably 2 inches wide. And so I pull it up, and you mentioned this great big roller, or if you're wide-bodied, call 1-800-Painting because we've got you back.
That's awesome.
And it just went nuts.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's cool. So it stood out. First of all, you positioned yourself near the end of the group, right?
Well, that just happened, fortunately.
Okay.
No, I didn't plan that out.
I've actually moved.
Did you?
I got to go to the bathroom. You know, once I know where they're moving.
That's a great idea.
So it reminds me of a story. When I was a painting contractor back in Chicago, we were priming this guy's house, and he said, don't do the closets. He was kind of GCing his own job.
Okay.
He goes, don't do the closets. My wife's going to do those.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. Well, my guy, Augie, calls me up at like 1:30 and they're done. Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, we're done. What do you want us to do? And I go, you know what? Just hit the closets.
Yeah.
Just do it. You're there. Mm-hmm. No big deal. We didn't charge a guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Yeah.
That night, the GC goes to the house with his wife,
right?
And she's gonna, thinking she has to spend the whole night priming all the closets or whatever, because she was gonna do it or something. I don't know, it was a long story. I forget all the details. But apparently when they got there, the closets were done. She goes, you had him do the closets. And he didn't know. And he's like, well, yeah, you know, he's kind of playing along with it. And the next morning he calls me up.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, he goes, dude, I go, what? He goes, because of you, I got lucky last night. All right. And so the next networking meeting I went to, and our company was Jalapeno Paintworks, which is already talkable or, you know, notable, right?
Right.
So I'm like, hey, I'm Tom with Jalapeno Paintworks, and we help get you laid. That's what I said in front of this whole networking group. And dude, people are laughing, and I had like people coming up going, hey, I want my house painted. You know, but you have to get attention.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so this whole thing that you started with, you know, the little artist brush or the big wide load, you know, roller, was kind of the beginning of you, the light going off of how
that's where it all started.
You were really going to grow your company. So how much impact did just that mindset shift have on your business? Tell us about how the business grew from there.
Oh, well, that's when it started to... So the feedback I got from that was incredible. And again, naturally I'm an introvert. I'm a high C. Like I would rather just stay in a book or spreadsheets for miles. But the response we got from that was incredible. So I said, okay, what can we do again? So I did another one,
Okay.
All the way up until Hulk Hogan. And that's the one that really tipped. And that's when I started getting emails from way up an executive from vendors and organizations started reaching out and saying, hey, somebody forwarded this to us. It was hilarious.
So you dressed up as Hulk Hogan. And
Full blown.
Yeah.
Hey, I can paint your house. Let me tell you something, Gene. I had a friend of mine, Andy. And he's an awesome guy. He's a Brit, right? So he was my Mean Gene. So we had perceptual contrast going really well. He was this proper Mean Gene.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan coming in.
All right. So we're going to take a break here, but here's the lesson I want you to get. All right. Some of you listening or watching this right now, whatever, however you're consuming this, might be thinking, oh, I could never do things like that because I'm an introvert. I'm reserved. I'm not this and that. Okay. Well, Steve's an introvert. I've known him for a while. He's not, I mean, before we shot this stuff today, I was like, let's get some bar stools and we'll sit here and talk. And Steve's like, well, no, I know myself. I'm introverted and it's going to take my energy away.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to find a way to do the shit you need to do in your business. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want your business to grow, And like I've said here before, I think if you're not getting at least 365 leads a year,
oh, yeah.
at least, you're not even trying, and you should hang it up and go work for somebody else.
So here's okay. a new rule. Here's a new rule, especially for you introverts.
All right.
No C-bombs. No
What's a C-bomb?
Can't.
Can't.
Yep.
Okay.
So our sons are here. Steven, if he remembers, like if somebody dropped a C-bomb in our home, everybody would, the kids, everybody would go, right? So no,
that's
our
mindset. I can't do that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. We had to change our mindset. Instead, we just keep asking how. How can we?
How can I make this happen?
Mm-hmm. How can I leverage
so,
myself?
So the concept
how can I leverage
here,
my insecurities, yeah. my self-talk to make me do it?
So the concept here isn't even that you as the owner have to be the one to do this stuff. It's what does my company look like? How can we be remarkable as
exactly.
a company?
Yep.
What resources, people do I have in place? And
how?
And how can I get it done? All right. So hopefully that helps you guys hearing his story a little bit. We'll be back in a bit. We'll see you shortly. Hasta la cuerva. De noche, La Bamba.
Something. Yes.
All right, good. All right.